The following program is in no way representative of the high-quality programming usually heard on the Maverick Radio Network. The views expressed and fishing techniques demonstrated are not endorsed by this station. The following is not a news broadcast. Almost got you there. Almost.
Who's what? Who's its and what's its?
Welcome to the Five Count.
Welcome, guys.
We're your hosts. We are super cool dudes.
Just settle down over there, would you?
We're more handsome than 10 movie stars.
That is correct, actually.
That's and we are excited. We won't be doing the show all night because we have friends coming in from out of town.
No. That's the rascal.
Oh, that's...
They have friends.
Oh, we're staying here, I guess.
Yes.
We'll be here to be the soundtrack for your friends who are coming from out of town.
Yes. Southern Minnesota is your friend, Dusty.
Guess what, Southern Minnesota? We brought meatloaf.
It's not leftover either. It is leftover.
Gather around.
It's leftovers.
Kind of flabby.
Yeah.
Ton calls the butt piece.
I do like the butt piece, actually.
Speaking of butt piece, welcome to the show.
Yeah.
It's the Five Count.
Here it is.
Now on iTunes.
It's beautiful. It is on iTunes.
That is work?
Did you know we're on iTunes?
Yeah, you just search it in the podcasts on your phone or whatever, and it comes up. The Five Count.
Search right now. You'll see a picture of Ton's face.
Do it right now.
And the music also in your face.
It's beautiful.
And meatloaf.
The meatloaf is not on there. Well, it will be tomorrow. Just try not to confuse people, would you?
I'm just saying I'm happy to be here making great radio.
You guys can leave.
It's okay.
You don't have to sit here.
What happens.
To what? To who? To when?
Stuff is...
I'm obviously not going to harm Dusty until you are gone. There can't be any evidence.
Ton has to keep up this image he has on the radio because he has lots of... potential suitors out there.
Lots of them. Tons.
Longing for his affection.
That's where I get my name.
KLC.
Okay, what? I'll see you guys.
KLC.
Stu, I love you. I think you're beautiful.
The Rascals have left the building.
Excellent. See you. Those guys are great.
So, if you happen to be a single lady who is at least A average in the looks department... Why not give us a call? Ton is waiting for you. 389-5678.
Listen,
non-lookers need not apply.
I get calls like this all the time, Dust. I don't know what the deal is.
Just let's do something, ladies. Come on.
All right, yeah, you could call up. I'll talk to you. Potentials.
What could it hurt?
Listen, I got chicks calling me.
He's got chicks calling him.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
You probably want to throw your hat into the ring.
Into
the... Put your name in the hat and then throw that hat into the ring. Because it's like Powerball, you know?
Powerball.
The odds aren't good, but you can't win if you don't play.
You're right. You're right, actually. The odds are not very... It's not very good.
So play today. Play day only means Ton's payday. You heard?
Oh, that is awesome.
Thank you.
I wish that you would bring back more of that kind of 90s era hip-hop, rap, whatever it is.
Well, they don't call me Easy D for nothing.
So what's the deal now? So you got meatloaf.
I brought meatloaf to share. Did you bring a dish to pass?
No, nothing. Just myself.
Hmm.
My beauty.
Well, what do you say we dig in here? Unless you got something. You look like something's troubling you. You want to mention something? You want to discuss something?
Discuss? What?
Disgust?
I am disgusted. You're disgusted. I'm completely and utterly disgusted.
Please tell us about
it. With the way things are at your house.
Which things?
Your house. It's terrible.
What happened at my house?
Everything that isn't good.
Is this still about the bearskin rug rash?
Listen, I went over there, and the bearskin rug was dirty. It was unkept. It hadn't been brushed in weeks. It looked terrible.
That's what you're upset about.
You're like, lay down, pal. Just relax over here. We're going to watch some Reno 911. I know you love that dango. And I was like, what? Expecting me to lay down on a dirty bearskin rug. Not having it. And you didn't have any of those waffle chicken chips. Chicken waffle chips. You didn't have none of that. There was none of the waffle chicken chips or the cheesy bread chips, whatever it is. You didn't have none of that stuff to offer to me, your pal and guest.
Look, this is the first I've heard about it.
What are you were in the same room.
The Rascals have just informed me that there are three different types of potato chips, and I, as an American, need to vote on one of them to become available at a supermarket near you.
Wait a minute, is that what they really said? There's like a voting system?
I think so.
We vote on the chips.
Well, we have to try the chips, and then we'll vote on chips.
Wait, okay, so they have all the chips now, and then we vote on, so, and then they take some of the chips away? They can't take them away after we've had them, right?
They can if that's why you need to exercise your rights to vote.
What a bunch of jerks. I'm not eating any of those chips. I'm not even doing it.
That's how democracy works.
I'm not falling for that thing.
Don't be part of the problem, Ton. Part of the solution.
Listen, we didn't get like three presidents and then like trial period for them and then take a couple away. No. I'm not doing this chip thing. Not doing it.
So you're saying this is Obama's fault?
Listen, you can eat all the chips you want, pal.
First the gas prices and now this? Now this chip debacle?
Those gas prices are something special.
Speaking of gassy, thanks again for tuning in to The Five Count.
Mm-hmm.
You could go to thefivecount.com. Lots of great things are awaiting you there.
Yeah, there are beautiful things there.
In the meantime,
meatloaf.
We have meatloaf.
Beautiful.
Hope you're hungry.
valley tonight. There's a man in the shadows with a gun in his eye and a blade shining no so bright. There's evil in the air and there's thunder in the sky and a killer's on the bloodshot streets. On down in the tunnel with a deadly horizon. Oh, I swear I saw a young boy down in the gutter. He was starting to foam in the heat. Oh, baby, you're the only thing in this whole world that's pure and good and right. And wherever you are and wherever you go, there's always gonna be some light. But I gotta get out, I gotta break it out now before the final crack of dawn. So we gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so alone. twisted at the foot of a burning bike. And I think somebody somewhere must be tolling a bell. And the last thing I see is my heart still beating. I'm breaking out of my body and flying away like a bat out of hell. And I'm down at the bottom of a pit in a blazing sun. Oh, torn and twisted at the foot of a burning light. And I think somebody somewhere must be told in the bed.
Hey guys, this is Kathy from The Thermals, and you're listening to The Five Count.
I was born to kill. I was made to slay, unafraid to spill blood on the land. When you command, I will. I am locked to fate. Walk through the lines I take. I will never be done. I'll always be hungry. And each final breath I breathe burns the bright fire.
Juicy, juicy, juicy. Juicy, juicy, juicy.
Welcome back.
Hey!
To the five count.
Here it is.
We're bringing the juice.
Bringing the juice.
Tons on the juice.
I have been on the juice for quite some time.
And I've tried to warn him. I says to the guy, I says, Ton, don't you know what happened to Lance Armstrong?
What?
Or
what?
Superstar Billy Graham?
Listen, I don't follow any of that stuff because I don't want to let it drag me down.
Don't you know what happened?
I'm just going to get huge.
To, like, that guy?
What? What
Barry
guy?
Sanders?
What do you mean, like Sly Stallone? Yeah, he's a celebrity superstar.
I'm saying you're going to get all your medals taken away, you're going to lose your Wheaties endorsement, and you're going to lose your kidney functions.
Can you take all that stuff?
All of it.
Why?
Is that worth it? Is that worth being huge for a couple of years?
What if I stop competing? What if I stop competing and I just do movies then?
The damage has been done.
It's like Rambo. I could be Rambo X2.
The problem, Ton, you look good on the outside, but you're so hideous on the inside.
What do you mean hideous?
I'm saying
what
hideous.
What kind of word is that to use?
I'm saying instead of hitting the gym, maybe you need to stop hitting others and start hitting the books. Start hitting on some people who maybe come from the sewer. I don't know. I'm just saying.
You want me to hit on people
maybe
from the sewer.
You should buy a new couch.
Is there some chicks that you know of from the sewer?
I wouldn't hang out with chicks from the sewer.
Listen,
I'll tell
I
you
was
that
talking
right now.
To one earlier today, and it was like I wasn't sure which direction it was going.
Take it from me, Dunn. As a member of the smoke-free class of 2000, I can't recommend talking to chicks or really anyone from the city of Le Sueur.
Nobody from Le Sueur is good at all in any way.
I'm sorry.
That's crazy.
Except for me.
I mean, she sounded nice when I was talking to her.
I wasn't born there, though, so I don't know if I'm truly a citizen of Le Sueur. I was born in St. Peter, Minnesota, at the same hospital as Ravishing Rick Rude, but that's another story.
That is another story. That's a beautiful story. But now what I'm saying, is there something in the water at this Le Sueur thing?
Yeah.
There's like frogs and water
There's
issues,
mutant
right?
frogs.
Yeah.
And there's dog food smells.
Man.
And burnt aluminum.
Well, approximately.
And exploding meth labs.
How much time does one need away from this Le Sueur frog water meth lab area in order to like cleanse the pipes, so to speak?
15 years.
All right,
ish.
I'll ask her next time I talk to her.
If you happen to be from the Le Sueur Henderson area, or if you happen to listen to this fine program, please give us a call.
Give us a ring. 389-5678. Again, that is 389-5678 if you're within the listening area. 1-800-456-7810 if you're in any of those other places. 1-800-456-780. Give us a call. We'll talk to you all about meatloaf and kidneys and steroids and mutant frogs. It'll be beautiful.
Sure. Really, anything you'd like to discuss.
In the meantime...
We're like Wikipedia, except cool and on public radio.
When did Wikipedia go out? When is that not cool?
Well, I know that you can't use it as a reference when writing research papers,
okay.
And that ain't cool.
All right.
On an academic level.
That ain't cool, man.
But you can trust us.
You can trust
us. You can even cite me.
What I think you should do is to tweet Dusty. You should tweet him.
Tweet.
Get on Twitter and tweet Dusty. Tweet the five count, but Dusty will get it, and then he'll talk back to you.
That's right.
Do it.
Do it, tweet hearts.
Tweeters. Tweet hearts.
We don't really know how to properly manipulate Twitter as of now. But
listen, don't group me into these things when you're trying to say don't know how to properly manipulate things. Don't just automatically assume because I am a master manipulator.
Tun does not own a computer.
What?
He hangs out and watches UHF stations and wears bowling shoes.
Okay, some of that is true.
He stole them from Huico's Bar and Grill in Le Sueur.
Some of that is not true, but I've never been to Le Sueur.
Well.
Actually, I was there once with you. Freaked me right out, man.
You know who's been to Le Sueur, Henderson? Prince.
I was in Le Sueur with you, right? And remember that lady that we saw with the huge hair, right? Like just walking down the street? And I was like, holy crap, look at this chick. This is like, whoa, man. Maybe she ate one of those mutant frogs. And you were like, yeah, that's my mom. And I was like, whoa.
Yeah, that was embarrassing.
Whoa. I'm sorry.
That's... No, it's fine.
Sorry.
I would have said something, but I didn't recognize her. With all the mutant frogness.
It was, her hair was like big too, right?
We all have big hair in Le Sueur.
It wasn't like 80s cool, awesome big hair. It was just like something weird was going on. Like frizzed out.
Like dry air, static hair.
I haven't seen Dawn. Right? And this is like summertime, like damp summer. Anyways, I haven't seen her in a while. Do you know what she's up to?
I don't.
Well.
But. With all that dry air in Le Sueur, all the chicks walking around with frizzy hair and chapped lips. And I know that ain't happening in my neighborhood.
It's not, yeah, I've seen that thing before. It's not real good. It's not real good.
You know what's hot? Not a chick with a nosebleed, I'll tell you that. Yikes.
Yikes is right, my friend. Why don't people? I thought women just loved chapstick. I thought that was like one of those things. Women have 16 sticks of chapstick. Why do you see that? Have you seen that lately? It's like...
I think they eat it.
Their lips are like chapped and like bleeding and stuff. It's...
It's flavored like Dr. Pepper.
So they just eat it.
So they're eating it.
God, that is messed up, man. And you're worried about my kidneys. What's the deal? That's just like, that's fine? Petroleum jelly and beeswax and junk, you can just eat that all day?
I'm not condoning it either way.
It's messed up, man.
I'll just say it's none of my beeswax.
It isn't any of your beeswax.
All I can concern myself with is running a great radio program. That's what I do.
Do you think you're
successful? That's what I know.
At that?
Well, I think the record speaks for itself.
Who? With JK? Would JK endorse you?
Sure.
Mister, can I even say his name?
I don't know what you're talking about, but please.
I can't even say it.
Can't do it.
Can I do it? Wish I could do it. I wish he would come on the show. For all, those of you who don't know, Dusty is great friends with Mr. Jack Kolars. They're tight. But he never visits us. I don't really understand what the deal is.
I don't know, man.
I mean, he's like a radio genius, right? From the old days.
This is a whole new realm.
This is a whole new thing.
We're in it to win it.
In it to win it.
And if you hear any noise, it's just me and the boys. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay, now... I mean, I know that you're usually, like, a fairly funny type dude, right? And usually you have
I don't know where you've gotten that from.
Well, you know, I just pick up on it. I don't always laugh at you, but I understand what your meaning is, okay? So, my question is, the jokes on this program sometimes are just like that thing. They're not even, it's not even, like, really all that amazing. And I swear to God, somebody else someplace on the internet, perhaps, is instructing you, or shall I say, daring you, or putting you up to some sort of challenge to say things such as this?
I don't know what you mean.
Is this, are you lying? Are you lying to me right now, Dusty? There is something. There's a guy. You probably can't talk about it. We'll talk about it off air.
Are you suggesting that I talk to strangers on the internet?
You talk to somebody.
Because I don't do that.
And they're like, hey, Dusty, I bet you can't work this into the show this weekend. And then you're
listen,
like,
listen, ton.
If you hear any noise, it's just me and the boys. And then inside you're like, sexy, cool dude, 217, got you, didn't I?
I can't help that I just speak in poetry.
Poetry.
That's, what am I supposed to do?
It's like
that's just me. That's
poetic,
who I am.
Poetic dustis. That's what that is. See how I did that?
No.
That's hilarious.
It wasn't.
Yeah, it was super hilarious. Everyone out there who's into the Spike Lee joints was cracking up.
Spike Lee hasn't had a new joint in eons.
Well, at that time it was a new joint, and now I just made it another new joint with your name.
Yeah,
I am a
genius. Why don't you
what?
Just turn your little chair around, Radio Raheem, and face the corner. Because this is the new millennium.
I need a nap or something.
Well, why don't you take a nap?
You got any more jokes?
This show is turning into a joke.
Got any more meatloaf?
It's a mockery of great radio. That meatloaf really...
That was rancid meatloaf. In my opinion.
You didn't like that.
That was long-winded rancid meatloaf.
It was rancid?
It's kind of. Listen, it's no surprise or something. It's no like big secret. I'm not the mega meatloaf fan of this union here. You're the mega meatloaf fan.
Well, which sorts of loaves do you prefer?
MMF. What? I like olive loaf. Olives. I enjoy olives.
Olive
things
loaf.
Like, yeah, things that are delicious, sultry, salty foods. I like that. I like that sort of thing.
Well, I'll see if I can find any olive loaf for you.
You should probably do that. I would love that.
In the meantime, I have more music for you. Bumpin' hip-hop tunes.
Can't wait.
You don't have to, because I'm going to play it.
All right, thanks.
And once again, thank you for tuning in to The Five Count. If you're from Le Sueur, you're not so bad. Tun didn't mean all those things he said. here is some olive loaf.
We take a journey through music right now. We take a journey through music right now.
Yo, with music temptations can't be resisted. Fits with being consistent, make me a misfit. Listed as a phenomenon, I got an uncommon bond with shit perfection and flexing like I spend time in Nam. The beat is on and it's nice and ease. Instrumentals blending like cinnamon, rice and peas. And life's a breeze when you don't have to kick it to find. Contemplate the creation with Blackalicious and I. Tune of fish, restore a musical entities past on. Trying to hold fast and grasp hits like glass bombs. To last long, flash on, keeping the path strong. We grab songs and rhythm so people can catch on. Yes, my mic, Monica, mama, I twice promised a love life. If music is truly your wife, honor her, burn it to your thermometer. Stretch a million kilometers, connect the population of Earth to one another for real.
Delivered from within and it covers up everything. Music, with a melody and rhythm, get the moving in unity. Moving, one force, one love, one whole community. Do it, keep traveling on.
Underground, overboard, overlord, oh my lord. More and more pure sonic overture, soaring towards shorts. Unseen, uncharted, but they get explored. Warriors breaking all the limits, twisting the laws. Now who said that underground is only just one mode? I'm selling time and space and matter, making hula hoops of Saturn's rings. And bring my bang and sink to think that these was meant to be writ. And be spit, so ever re-writ. We on some destiny, shh, we just a piece of this. We are the testament of every cultural element ever sent to us by the ancestors. And so we manifest as some new world pedestrians. Just lounging with some fishing poles up on the moon's crescent. Just trying to make some history, spitting on a few records. I had a dream like Martin Luther King at adolescence. And now I'm out in Tokyo and Europe having sessions. The final destination used to be my main question. But then I looked and all that I was searching for was present. The final destination used to be my main question. But then I looked and all that I was searching for was present. And now I'm out and out, on and on the road. We play, sounding off, rocking on behold. Replay, talking about walking miles of road. E-pay, travel out, dropping bombs with no delay. Out and out, on and on the road. We play, sounding off, rocking on behold. Replay, talking about walking miles of road. E-pay, travel out, dropping bombs with no delay.
See, we rock around the clock. We don't stop for nothing. Gonna take it to the top. Or not stop, no frontin'. People listen when it drops. Cause it speaks to something in their souls. When they all alone, spacing in the zone. Or walking they block. Talking to their homie at the shop. See, the point is this. Even if the homie got shot, then it still be the bump. Knocking in your trunk. Get you out your slump. Rocking it straight off the top. Concocting it like ingredients thrown haphazardly inside a crock pot. With a magic sock, schnock, a big ass book, and some vodka. Then pass it my way. Cause I'm a real big talk. And I love new experiences. I'm the godfather of getting into trouble on the road, undercover shit. Take your whole crowd if you leave them uncovered. And I believe even Hammer would say my dish. Proper word, not to put a damper on the underground. And it's just that you're dealing with me. Up an underground anthem. Done rock from the west coast, damn near to Athens. And we still hate a wax song as much as the next man. And still in love with a good one. We interact with listeners. This is our contribution on the war against the whiteness and slackness. The constitution of fatness. Blackalicious, Jurassic, morals, the lyrical man. Your mind is captured with tactics to get you blasted the fastest. And you still won't act baffled at just how long this has lasted. We out to fashion the classics. The pure love satisfaction is when the magic is captured and life actions made tangible with
music. Delivered from within and it covers up everything. Music, with a melody and rhythm, get to moving in unity. Moving, one God, one love, one whole community. Do it, keep traveling on. A journey through music right now. We take a journey through music right now. We take a journey through music.
Journey through music.
We take.
Go dance.
but the daddies do. Upshine shoes or collect pop bottles, anything to help out. Then we'll go off together, start over, but no shame for the people to talk about.
What's up, people? Jason Newsted here. You're listening to The Five Count.
One resident describes her horrifying experience when she first realized the complex was on fire.
I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time, ain't nobody got time, ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time, ain't nobody got time, ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time, ain't nobody got time, ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, I woke up to go give me a cold pop. Then I thought somebody was barbecuing, barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I'm ready for my life.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Michelangelo Badio from Nitro, and you're listening to The Five Count. Yeah.
Yeah.
You should get a real job.
I know, but in the meantime, welcome back to the Five Count.
Here it is.
Hey! Good afternoon, Southern Minnesota.
This is evening. This is night. Good night.
Whatev.
But it isn't good night like as in go to sleep. It's like wake up because the True Punks are on the way.
Grab your glow sticks. The True Punks will soon be doing electro. Glow sticks.
Those guys, man.
If you were wandering around all day today thinking to yourself, man, it's beautiful out. I'm really glad to be alive. But I wish there were more dubstep. Here it is.
Here it is. It's coming up.
Your electro prayers have been answered.
You're just in time.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. You know what else?
Please.
If you were also walking around, say you were just at home and you were on your computer, your personal computer, and you're on the worldwide interwebs.
People do that.
You were visiting, say, the5count.com or the5count on Facebook or the5count on Twitter or the5count on YouTube. But then you left, right? You went somewhere else and you were like walking around. You're like, man, I just really didn't get enough of the5count while I was at home. I wish I could take it with me places in an easy way that I didn't have to download or do anything. Well, you can.
What?
It's on podcast.
Get out of town.
If you got an iPhone, just go ahead and look it up. Podcast, The Five Count. Do a little search. Bam. If you got Android, just go ahead and download yourself a little Beyond Pod application. Search The Five Count. Click on the all. Bam. It's right there.
For reals?
Yeah. And you can just stream all of our super sweet episodes.
Now, wait a second.
What?
Is this also in addition to the hundreds of episodes you can already find at the5count.com?
Yes.
Incredible.
It is. I know, it's beautiful.
Speaking of beautiful, we have a big show next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
It's going to be heavy duty.
Yeah.
We will be joined by some guys who are...
Some dudes.
You probably know them very well.
Yeah.
They have a television show called The Fishmasters.
You are their number one fan.
We have The Fishmasters reuniting next Saturday here on The Five Count for first time in almost 20 years.
Yeah. This is a very serious deal for Fishmasters fans such as yourself, Dusty.
Go on YouTube right now and check out videos of The Fishmasters. Hilarious.
It is pretty hilarious.
The best TV show ever made, possibly.
We will give you more details next week. But yes, this was a fantastic show. Dusty basically grew up on it. Loved it.
This is huge.
He exposed me to it.
If you're from Le Sueur, you may have watched it Saturdays at 12:30 a.m.
Yeah, you probably did.
On Channel 3.
So what I'm saying is if you remember it, just tune in next week because we're talking to the actual dudes in the show. The guys who created it, who wrote it, who acted in it.
Both Fishmasters.
Yes.
For the first time.
Probably ever that they didn't joint interview or no. Did they used to get more interviews back then?
They were huge back in the day. But they've come out of retirement.
Just for us.
And we have reunited them here on the Five Count. It'll happen next Saturday.
It's going to be a beautiful thing.
Man, that is something else.
That's us giving back. Giving back to the people.
I guess
that's it.
All there is to that.
That's all there is. Thanks for joining us for our regular type show.
True Punks. Audio trickery.
This is known as the recall type of regression. Everything you hear on this record,
I'm creeped out.
My own commentary, which will be interspersed throughout the record, was taken from a single trance session, the first Brady Murphy experiment.
Hold me.
Recordings of later experiments are also in the room.
I gotta go. This is freaking me out.
I want to do some more talking, but there's talking.
The subject of this hypnotic experiment is Mrs. Ruth Simmons, age 29.
Can we talk too?
Well, you're ruining their show. Do the True Punks do that to you, pal?
They're not real people.
You ruin their show every week.
They're just machines, Ton. They don't have feelings.
You don't know that.
The True Punks aren't alive.
Cyberdyne. Systems.
Well, they're going to go online September.
Yeah.
And wipe us out.
Well, this is the start.
Okay. Then I'll do a real quick dubstep type rundown for you. Thank you for tuning in to The 5 Count. We'll be back next Saturday at 11 p.m. with an all-new episode featuring the reunited Fishmasters. In the meantime, please visit the5count.com, go to our website, and do all the great things that you could find there. We have podcasts. We're on iTunes. We have Facebook. There's Twitter and YouTube. Go to savethecrumbs.com, and then go to Le Sueur and find Ton's new lady friend who will be waiting there in some sort of lingerie for him after the show. Thanks. See ya.